something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
These is the continuation of the message, Three Kinds of Wisdom.
Hallelujah. I have a mindset. Failure is not an option. It doesn't work with my system. I can't think of failing. The Word of God has projected me out of that long time ago. I don't think in that arena. I can't think fear. I lost my fears many years ago. When I was a little boy, I used to be afraid. I was scared in the night. I was afraid of anything. I feared dark places. I feared to hear a noise in the night. I was scared. I like to sleep first while others are awake around me, and to wake up late when everybody else is awake already. That's the way I was. Forget about the future. I couldn't even think about future. I was too scared of the present. You know what? When I received the Holy Ghost, you know, before then, if I heard the thunderings and saw the lightnings and all those things, I was scared. I was scared. Where did the fears come from? I didn't know then. I know now. From studying the word, I know the source of fear. But I didn't know where the fears came from. Just a little boy. But I was afraid. I lived in fear. I don't think my parents ever knew how much fear there was in me. It was too much. But when I received the Holy Ghost, I said I lost my fears. And as the years went on, and studying the Word of God, I lost my frights. I couldn't be frightened. Nothing could happen. Today, nothing happens to frighten me. I can't be frightened. You can't frighten me with anything. No matter what happens behind me, I will not shake like this. No. All such things have been disabled. It's a fact. Why? Because through the scriptures, I have developed a mindset. I've developed a mindset. I can't think sickness. And this is what I'm passing across to you. He says there is a mindset for the just. He says the just shall live by faith. He says my righteous ones shall live by faith. What is faith? The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he shall guide you into all truth. Meaning he shall guide you into all reality. Oh, meaning that he makes the word of God real to us. As we study the scriptures become real to us. They come alive to our spirits. Our response to that reality that we can now perceive in the word of God is what faith is. Faith is acting on those realities defined for us by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The word of God has been made real Oh, glory to God. It's been made real to us. Wisdom has become real. It has become real. The Holy Ghost has made me know that the wisdom of God is real in me. And that the ability of the Spirit of God has been made available to me. So when he says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, it's a fact. It's a fact. It has completely inundated my mentality. I can only think that way. Greater is he that is in me. No matter what happens, I only think greater is he that is in me. I cannot think fear. I cannot think defeat. The one in me is greater. Greater, greater, greater. He is bringing the disobedient to the mindset of the just, the mindset of the righteous. Oh, there is a mindset. Kila has karadika. There is a mindset for victory, a mindset for success. It doesn't matter what you're a part of. When you get involved, success only, victory only. He says, ye are of God, little children. Ye have overcome them. Hey, John had a mindset. Do you understand? This is phronesis. It's a mindset. How do you get it? By meditating on the scriptures, meditating on Sophia. As you meditate, you receive sonesis, a comprehension. Do you understand? With that comprehension, you start speaking according to your comprehension. Then it controls not only your vocabulary, it controls your mind. And therefore you have what? Phronesis, a mindset. A mindset. Imagine when children grow up in that environment. Nobody ever calls them stupid. Nobody ever calls them foolish. Are you still there? They'll develop a mindset for success. It doesn't matter what crisis they face. Oh, if only you could understand what I'm sharing with you now. You, it doesn't matter what kind of business, even if you're just a little trader, as you carry your things to the market, you have a mindset. You know you are a success. You know you are a victor. You are going to the market to win. Oh, glory to God. Think about it. From then on, you see, you are no longer controlled by your environment. It doesn't matter what people say about you. You have a mindset for success. Hallelujah. That's the way I am. You can't knock me down. You can't knock me out. Nothing shakes me. Nothing moves me. I got a mindset. He says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Mindset. You know, something is happening. Somebody's saying something against you, or something has been written against you. You know, you have a mindset. You say, that's not a factor. It doesn't matter to my success. That's not a factor. Success is born in you. Oh, he says, blessed is the man. Haven't you read it? Who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, nor standeth in the way of sinners. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and therein doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Come on, shout amen, somebody. Hallelujah. You begin to say this. You say, that's the way I am. I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruits in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, glory to God. Woo-woo. What a life. Look, you are not only blessed, you are a blessing. You are a blessing. Don't you understand? You are a blessing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Lega braskora handelagasta. Hallelujah. I don't know if there's anybody here today and you've been sick in your body. I don't know what you've been diagnosed with, but I got news for you. If only you will get this mindset. For a moment. Sit down.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the Living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Kiana Road, Joss Hotel premises, Alvary. Worship with us on Sunday by 8 a.m., Wednesday 12, noon, and 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 070-686-86310 or email us at info@loveworldradiantworks.org.